923 here as we roll through our Friday. Yes, the end of another week. Go ahead and exhale. It feels really, really good. Terry Anderson, NCHI, St. Francis, president and CEO. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
You're simply the best. You know that? Better than all the rest.
Oh, yes, you beat me too.
I did. It was like, I got to get out of the chute first.
That's right.
We're going to talk about that in a minute, but I have to relay something that that our Kiwanians were talking about.
Okay.
They've got their pancake feed tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
So we've had Rod and Larry and the Kiwanians in, and they were mentioning working at the farm over there at CHI St. Francis.
Wonderful.
And how gratifying that is and being able to give back to that. So there you go.
Thank you. You just went right into the segue what I wanted to talk about.
Okay. So, see, we're in sync here.
I know. You know, that garden, we started the planting season, and what we're proposing to the community that they can purchase a half a bushel. They can purchase it, and it will be weekly. You know, we start doing getting our crops off in July, so it's like a weekly basket or an every other week baskets, and it's got its tomatoes, it's got kale, it's got celery, it's got radishes, it's got cucumbers, you name it.
It doesn't get fresher than that either.
That's right, you know, and so the idea of selling a bushels just help keeping the funds coming in, because our goal is to give it to the people who need it, and then also some education and garden plots out there. But, you know, it's pretty spendy to, you know, to kind of keep that going. So if we can start selling some of those bushels, that would be great. So, you know, a full bushel is about $500 a season, but it's the whole growing season.
Oh, perfect.
And then a half or every other week is like a $350. And so if anybody's interested, they could call out to St. Francis and they can get in touch with me and we'll get that set up.
Is this the first year you've done this?
We approached the employees last year and just to do a trial run, and we mm-hmm. had some turnout. And now it's like, okay, this is working. Let's introduce it to the community if somebody wants to. Kind of reminds me, have you ever heard of the Bountiful Baskets?
No.
So I lived out in Henniger. And there wasn't a lot of fresh vegetables. There's like 80 miles to Dickinson, 2.5 to Bismarck, and 2.5 to Rapid City.
Ooh, that's a hike.
So they came in once a month with a bushel basket, and you got whatever they put in there. Like, there were things I've never even tried before, but the thought was it would keep for that length of time. And you did it because there just wasn't a lot of vegetables and fresh fruits out there. So it was called Bountiful Baskets. A truck would come in, we'd unload it, people would come and get there. So that kind of reminds me of Bountiful Baskets.
That is incredible, and that is an incredible program that you're doing here, too. And I would think a lot of people who are into canning,
oh, yeah.
You know, would definitely pony up for
and,
that.
Yep, especially when the beets are coming out. And, yeah, it's a variety pack, so, you know, you're not going to know what you're going to get, but it's all fresh.
Boy, it doesn't get fresher than that.
And grown with love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if the Kiwanis are coming out there to help. We have the St. Mary's School. They come out and help, and some high school kids come out. And we are now looking at having a volunteer group that on a regular basis. And I said, hey, we could have coffee in the cafeteria.
I love that. And I was going to ask you that question. If you're looking, because that is, I mean, it's growing and literally and figuratively growing this farm and this garden out there. Are you looking for volunteers?
We're looking for volunteers. And, you know, and what better relaxing, you know, at the end of the day or early morning, you just want to pull weeds or you want to help transplant. You know, we water. It's, you guys, if you want to come out and take a tour, you can. It's a greenhouse that is fairly large with a lot of beds when we get that going, and it's all water, and we just walk up and down the rows and water. And then behind that we have what's called a high tunnel, so we move plants out there and then we roll up the sides because it's warm, but we can keep plants growing into October. You know, we get our second crop going.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's fun. I've learned a lot.
I bet you have.
You know, so, yeah.
So as far as Common Spirit, are there other healthcare places doing anything like this?
No, you're the only one.
I love that.
I'm aware of.
Okay.
But, in the Minnesota, North Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, and Arizona, you know, getting with our core group of critical access hospitals and hospitals, there's not. So we're unique.
Yeah, you're a standalone.
Cool.
I talk about unique.
Yes.
Definitely. So if people want to volunteer, they can get in touch with CHI.
Yeah, they can reach out to me and, you know, just call the front desk and just say, you know, get a hold of Terry, and I'll get you to the right people.
Perfect.
With Rick the Gardener.
Rick the Gardener. We got to get him back in here and talk with him again. Let's talk about the day today, because I didn't know if you if you knew this, but it's National Oreo Cookie Day today.
I did not know.
Yeah, that's going on. So get yourself a big glass of milk and Oreo cookies. And in addition, I'm going to let you do this.
So it's employee appreciation.
Yes,
so
it is.
All the employees out there, not only at CHI St. Francis, but throughout, you know, the all national. You know, we can't do it without the employees, and they're great. So I was telling Bill he should dedicate the song from Tina Turner, the best, to the CHI.
Simply the best. That's where that came
from. Better than all the rest.
Yeah.
God, we could probably talk this whole song out, but God, that song gets, that can get anybody pumped up.
Right. And it applies when you're talking about your staff out there too.
So I went out this morning to Econo to get donuts, and there were boxes and boxes of stuff ready to go out. So they were busy.
I'm sure.
That was at 6 this morning. They had them cranked out. So yeah.
Employee Appreciation Day today,
I know,
too.
Isn't that great?
Got in on the, got
and
that
it's
in
Oreo mind. Cookies. God, if I would have known that, I could have ran that together like Oreo Blizzards or something.
And that's national, folks. That's coast to coast. That isn't just here. So that's all across the country.
So Bernadette, we started our huddle this morning. She said, we all need oxygen. Go get a donut.
I'm loving that. And you got the wellness center out there. So once you eat, you can go work it off.
Right.
You know?
And let me tell you, Big Stone is really, really stepping it up. And we're doing good out there.
Yeah, you are doing good out there. And I always look at you and I go, that's the lady that introduced us all to how to keep the wheels turning forward.
Right.
You know,
right.
Good things happening out there all the time.
And, you know, just to follow up, because this is really important, and not like I evidence-based research this, but I was looking at Fox News the other day. We had Dr. Brightman in, and we talked about colonoscopies.
Yeah.
Now, again, I didn't research this. It's not evidence-based, but they say one of the leading causes in 20 to 49 years olds are colon cancer.
Wow.
You know, and so that early detection, and, you know, they don't tell you to get a colonoscopy until you, like, you're in your 50s. Again, I should have had this research, but as I was driving over, I kind of reflect on what we talked about the last time, and, you know, I wished I would have had all that data research to put that out there, but...
I do want to get him in for a full hour, maybe 2 hours,
and
I did talk
to Carissa.
Okay.
So she's going to get a hold of you. And
fantastic.
Yeah. So employees out there, we really appreciate you.
And from your CEO and president, you're simply the best.
Better than all the rest.
I'm loving that. Terry Anderson, what's coming in next week?
You know,
keep us in suspense?
I don't know. I've got a few people that have come up and said they wanted to do something. You know, Unjay wants to come back on. She's got a testimonial from one of the cardiac rehabs. Yeah.
Oh man, that whole department is incredible. Mm-hmm. And you know, if I'm a good boy, 3 times a week I get to get out there and watch it for an hour.
I know.
And it's just watching that, and they're doing this all day long. But they are such pros.
They are so perfect.
There you go. Terry Anderson, CHI St. Francis, talking the farm today, talking the best of employees.
Right.
You have the best weekend you've ever had.
You too, Bill.
So beat you the punch. I try to do that now every single day. And don't forget to spring forward tomorrow before you go to bed.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
It's the Rob Peter to pay Paul kind of thing. Yeah, hour less sleep, hour more daylight.
Right.
I'm okay with
that.
You
know, sometimes you might need that extra hour.
That's true.
You lose.
Right. I need like 5 hours.
I know.
It's 9:32 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr with an Ag News update.
Drought coverage in ag production areas is noted in the latest U.S. Drought Monitor.
We have seen corn and soybean production area typically planted to those crops creeping above 50%. Currently, 51% of the typical U.S. corn production area is in drought. 53% of the U.S. soybean area is in drought. Those numbers are up sharply from 5 weeks ago, 29% and 34% respectively.
Although USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey believes rains in parts of the Midwest this week should lower dryness, with planting season scheduled to begin within weeks. Southern crops also approaching planting season. Cotton, rice, and peanuts are in significant drought coverage at the present time.
Winter wheat, 56% of the production area in drought. That is up from 41% 5 weeks ago in late January.
With an eye on crop conditions in key winter wheat growing states in the Great Plains.
More with Brad Rippey after this.
Hi, I'm Carl Peterson. For 30 years, we've focused on one thing, developing seed products that fit your fields, right here in the place we all call home. We test our lineup again and again, right in your backyard, making sure Peterson Farm Seed is a perfect match for your fields. And as farmers ourselves, we get it. Budgets are tight. That's why we're once again offering 0% financing through your local bank. It's a smart way to manage cash flow and lock in the most popular products before they're gone. Oh, and don't forget, check out our upcoming Pepuk Agronomy meetings. They are a great way to learn agronomic tips and insights to boost your yields, and they're coming soon to a town near you. Visit us online or stop by your local dealer, Peterson, the genetics you need, the traits you prefer, and a whole lot more.
Drought concerns continue to escalate across much of the U.S. What crops in particular?
Winter wheat, 56% of the production area in drought. We are watching some of those deteriorating conditions across some of the Great Plains production areas, including Oklahoma, Texas, Nebraska, South Dakota, and extending into Montana, some of the key states where we do see significant drought coverage at this time. Kansas has dried down a little bit. Eastern Colorado has dried down a bit. But at this point, not a significant amount of drought in those key production areas. Ag and drought numbers coming in for hay production areas that typically produce hay. We have seen an increase in drought coverage there as well. 54% of the U.S. hay production area in drought in early March, up from 39% 5 weeks ago, and 57% of the U.S. cattle inventory currently experiencing drought. That is up sharply from 34% just 5 weeks ago.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Morning Ag News and Markets brought to you this hour by Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Oh, man, I'm running low on gas. Wait, do you know where I can get some genuine premium no ethanol gas?
Yeah, Wahpeton Senex carries a wide variety of gas and diesel.
Let's go. We can fill our tanks and fill our bellies at Hill's Two Tank Cafe.
Sounds like a plan.
It is Friday. Got a cloudy sky, some fog, and 30 degrees. Wintown Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Daplow. Well, last night at around 9:55, Richland County Dispatch received a call about a possible fire in an attic in Hankinson. Hankinson Fire Department was dispatched, and with their quick response, the house had only minor damage. Richland County Sheriff's Office and emergency manager responded to assist. No injuries were reported. KBMW News brought to you by Breckenridge Public Utilities.
It's still winter, but the summer heat is right around the corner. Is your home ready? Calm, cool comfort starts with quality installation. When you choose a certified Bright Energy Solutions quality install contractor, you're choosing an HVAC system that runs more efficiently, lasts longer, and keeps your home consistently comfortable. Our Bright Energy Solutions program can connect you with trusted pros who will do the job right. Plus, you can earn rebates up to $1,150 when your system is installed by a certified quality install contractor. Cooler home, smarter energy use, greater value. Call Breckenridge Public Utilities. 218-643-4681 or visit brightenergysolutions.com to find a certified contractor.
A man accused of having nearly 900 pounds of methamphetamine has pleaded guilty in federal court in St. Paul. Prosecutors say that Mercado Chaparro pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. He initially sold a pound of meth to an undercover officer. Under surveillance, investigators later saw him conducting additional drug deals. Drug-sniffing dog alerted officers and police recovered about 250 pounds of meth inside a vehicle. Search warrant for his pickup led to the discovery of another 630 pounds in the truck bed. Sentencing hearing is yet to be scheduled. That's a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news, anytime, go to our website, kbmwnews.com.
Timeout.
Oh, right.
place together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the NDHSAA and the North Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Meteorologist Mick Kerr, Friday has arrived. Cold front has gone through. Wind has turned to the northwest.